All right. Wow, there's a lot happening. We have been waiting on the PCE inflation report all week, and this morning it was released. So, how are stocks reacting? That's what we're going to take a look at today. And yeah, if this is your first time here, the show called Coffee with Marcus and Mark, and welcome. Today is the last day of the month, February 29th. As you can see, I'm still traveling live to you from the mobile studio. And with that said, Mark, let's see what is happening in the markets.
And the markets are a little bit higher, shedding some of the gains that we had earlier. But today it was all about core P or PCE, the PCE price index, and there was a lot of movement around that report.
Yeah, so let's take a look at the report and what happened here. So core PCE price index came out in line with expectations. Personal income month over month went up. Personal spending lower from the previous months, but also in line with expectations.
Yeah, and so traders responding positively pre-market to this data. We see that sure, inflation prices are higher, inflation is higher, but I think the real takeaway is no real surprise since it was in line with expectations and kind of echoing what we've seen from other reports.
Yeah, and that's exactly. I mean, we talked about it this morning. Why this massive reaction when it comes in line with expectations? It's a sigh of relief. It's just like, okay, so last week, CPI, consumer price index came in higher than expected. PPI, producer price index came in higher than expected. And this morning, when we saw, okay, we're coming in line with expectations, it's kind of like, oh, thank God. But right now, it seems that traders are realizing, wait a minute, yes, we did come in line with expectations, but in the previous months, it was 0.1%. So we do have definitely an uptick here right now. That's not
We
good.
do. We do. But, we're not coming all the way back down to the pre-COVID prices. But at the same time, if you look at the 12-month headline PCE number, it's up 2.4%. So 2.4% on a 12-month basis, that's in line with the Fed's 2% goal.
Yeah, exactly. So if you look at this, as you said, it's the headline PCE increased 0.3%, 2.4% on a 12-month basis. So we're getting closer there. So this is why this morning the reaction positive right now, pulling back a little bit. If we are looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, we see that we opened higher, but we are pulling back from the highs. Kind of reality sinking in that, well, it's not better than expected. So it kind of means that the Fed probably won't do a lot of things. So let's just take a look here at the probabilities. And I mean, the probability is pretty much the same that they were yesterday. No chance that they're lowering rates in the March meeting that is coming up in a few days. And we're still, yeah, I think yesterday we were at 80, 81% probability that they're keeping rates the same in the May meeting. So not a whole lot has changed here.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit to the total probabilities. There we go. Yeah, so June is still what the Fed or Fed funds futures are expecting an ease, a 67% chance, with the highest likelihood coming in July. And I agree with what you've said since well last year that you think that July is probably their the time they'll cut. I thought earlier on it would be June, but I agree with you on July now.
Yeah. All right. July it will be. And this is where we see that markets right now, I mean, still pulling back, not making new all-time highs, but staying decisively above 5,000.
And I think that that's strong. I think that's solid. I'm up 12 points right now, but above 5,000 easily, like you said. And even though it wasn't fireworks for the day, a little bit of fireworks immediately after the report, where you had a quick, I think, 0.6% jump in less than 5 minutes. But now maybe a little profit taking head in the weekend. Just, you know, the news is out and we'll see where we go. But so far, diddling
Yeah. So I want
after
to
the
bring up the
start.
monthly charts because today, last day of the month, and so far it is looking good for all indices. So the S&P here up for the month, the fourth consecutive month, up 4.88% so far. The Dow for the month up 2.1%, and Nasdaq leading up for the month 5.7%. But all indices had a super strong and solid February.
Yeah, I can't complain there. Looking pretty good, and I like to see it continue. I was kind of hoping for a pullback and then the rally, so I could add to my wheel portfolio. Still looking to add one position, and you know, mixed feelings because the other positions we're in are working out great. Had a nice boost because of the report, but I would have liked to pick one up.
Yeah. So we will take a look at our positions in a moment, but we also had some news from individual companies. We had Snowflake reporting that the CEO, Frank Slootman, is retiring. And as a result, this was together with the quarterly earnings. Right now, which is Snowflake, down 18.7%.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, huge earnings beat, also revenue beat. But I guess that's a vote of confidence in the CEO when you're down 19% at that point. So we'll see what happens. A little bit of a push higher after the start, but a rough day for Snow.
Yeah. And then another stock in the news, Weight Watchers, WW. Did you see what happened there?
Did not.
Oprah is leaving Weight Watchers and giving away all of her stock at a critical weight loss moment. And this is where the weight loss drugs are coming in, right? We hear from more and more companies that the weight loss drugs are coming. So therefore, why would you watch points or even work out if you can just take a pill? So this is where Oprah throwing the towel here, it seems, on Weight Watchers, not even keeping her stock and saying, you know what, I'm completely done with it. I'm giving it away. I think she's giving it to a charity, as far as I know. Yeah, and this is where Weight Watchers, oops,
Wow.
is not taking it well this morning. Look at this, down 20%.
This one, such a rough trade. I mean, back in 2018, it was trading above $100 a share, now at $3 a share. I mean, I know that, well, it seemed like, you know, the her not being in the spotlight with Weight Watchers had an impact earlier on, and then this could be the seal in the coffin.
Yeah, it
The
seems like this. I mean, this probably has very little chance of recovery, especially with all this weight loss drugs. Anyhow, so that's the news here this morning with Weight Watchers. Anyhow, ready to look at our positions?
yeah,
What did I miss?
Nothing. Nothing. It was me.
Come on.
I said seal in the coffin rather than nail in the coffin, right? Because I was thinking, you know, seal the deal, but nail in the coffin. And then I pictured a seal trying to get out of a coffin. That's where my mind is this morning.
Dear Lord. Okay. The
I
seal in
told
the
you, I'm
coffin.
trying to get away from it. I tried to shut it down, but you just wouldn't
No, I
let
won't let you. Because
me.
now I also have the picture of a little seal in a coffin just
Trying to
scratching
get
my
out
mirror.
of
Okay. All right. Focus hard. Let's
All right.
see. Okay. CSIQ this morning, jumping higher right now, still up 2.7%. But as we know, as interest rates this morning went down, CSIQ went up. So we'll see where it ends for the day. I mean, this morning we were trading as high as 22 right now, pulling back 21.41. But we'll see. It's definitely helping CSIQ today that interest rates have been pulling back a little bit. So let's just
Yeah.
take a look at interest rates. So we see the 2-year yield down 0.5 percentage point. The 10-year yield down 0.82. So this where we'll see if the yields keep marching lower, CSIQ should be marching higher. So nothing yet to do.
But hey, getting back from yesterday's drop, I like that. Looks like we're seeing some nice support around 21, and let's stay above it.
Yeah. GDX Day, we'll talk about this in a moment because there we did some action. I did some action in GDX Day, so we'll need to talk
Live
about
action.
it. NE also up a percentage point right now, still stuck in this range here between 55 and 57-ish, somewhere around there. So not much to do for us right there. So, oops, there we go. Moving on to UPS. There we go. All right, UPS. Oh, it's pulling back a little bit. It was higher again, the 148 level, the critical level here for UPS. Previously resistance, then acting as support, then again as resistance, right now acting as support. The trend line still intact, but we need to break above probably the 151 level decisively before we can start continue filling the gap.
I agree, and nice start today. It's just sitting right there, and we just need some momentum. It looks like it wants to move to the upside. And gosh, we've been patient, but we will continue to be.
Yep. Right. GDXJ. Okay. Action here. So GDXJ, just to recap, we both sold puts at 33. We both got assigned at 33. And then we did sell calls against it. I mean, you have been assigned for a little bit longer, so your break even is probably much lower than mine. Mine right now is at 32.15. And this was super interesting because at first sold calls dipped lower. So you bought them back and then you sold them right away. And last week we did the same where we sold calls, we bought them back, and then we sold calls again. Now, yesterday we talked about that I was planning to buy back my calls at 3 cents, which is 88% of my max profits. And I got filled. So I was able to close my calls. And then, since we like doing this game, we sold, or I sold calls right away this morning. So I was able to sell the 33 calls again now for next week for 27 cents. So this is just a game that has been working out super nicely. And this is where, for me, just like this, if I'm looking at the trading log, GDXJ has taken spot number 3 in the
Nice.
most profitable stocks for me for the year, MRO, the biggest one with a $12,000 350 305 gain, UPS 9,235 in realized profits, GDXJ 5,128, not counting the $800 that I sold in premium this morning. So this would bring it up just shy of $6,000. So solid number 3.
Nice. Yeah, gold making a multi-week high helping GDXJ. Now, just for full disclosure on this one, so I was able to double dip a couple weeks ago, and I had the full intention of doing just what you did. I had my exit at 2 cents yesterday, and we talked, and I said, you know, I'm gonna keep it at two. I think we'll get filled, but if I don't get filled, I'll bump it to three towards the end of the day. And that was my plan. And I was on a one-on-one coaching call, and just kind of the time got away from me, and I did not exit. So great plan, poor execution. I'll take that one. That's on me. And I'm keeping an eye on it. Right now, if I were to roll, the problem is there's still a little premium in the 33 expiring tomorrow,
Yeah.
right? So early on, I could have rolled for 23, 24, 25, I think was the most. But right now rolling for 18 cents doesn't make sense. And I know tomorrow that 33 expiring tomorrow is just not going to have premium there unless there's a pop towards 33 and that changes everything. But it looks like I'll have to wait until tomorrow to see what's available.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it might be just good because if it expires worthless and jumps on Monday, We might get even more premium. I mean, we'll see. I got 27 cents, so let's not count the eggs before they get all in one basket, since we're messing up everything this morning. So you're kind of as sad as this seal in the little coffin trying to get out of there. So.
Let's not count the chickens before a barbecue.
Yeah.
That's the
That is the
saying
right saying. So, okay, looking back at the S&P 500, again, we opened higher, pulled back a little bit here, trying to fill the gap to yesterday's closing price. Not quite. We have kind of half of a gap filled, and right now, trying to push higher again. What do you expect for the remainder of the day?
Texas. I really think that we are gonna kind of stay snookered in these levels. I think there was that optimism at the beginning of the day and just, hey, let's sell a little bit. I think we'll stay positive and not move much.
Yeah, I believe that will be positive, but kind of barely positive. So I don't think that we'll see a massive rally today. Because it was kind of like, okay, what's next? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about tomorrow, looking ahead of the week. And if you like today's show and you like seals, in this case, give us a like. And if you enjoyed the show, if you believe that others would benefit from it, click on the share button. Really appreciate it when you're sharing it. And other than this, we will see you again tomorrow. So have a great rest of your day.
And for the record, no seals were harmed in the making of this video, and happy trading.
Yeah.